Have a tree question and you're stumped? We're out in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
For Sedona residents listening this morning, if you're interested in a little education on protecting a fire break around your home with the heat and the dryness of the natural desert landscape, fires are always something to worry about. The Arizona Community Tree Council has their tree workshop and FireWise program today, one at 9 o'clock, one at 2 o'clock at Sedona Fire District. The one at this morning is at station number 1 on Southwest Drive. The one this afternoon is at station number 3 at Slide Rock Road. You can get those details at actc.org. I memorized that right?
Yeah, is aztrees.org.
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 There's one coming up for Springerville, Payson, and of all places, Quartzsite later this year. I don't see Quartzsite as being much of a...
FireWise FireWise training, good classes to attend. I've got some friends up in Sholo who are really sweating bullets, doing some praying hard this last few days.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I was reading an article in the paper yesterday that the latest Yarnell fire was seriously reduced in its impact because of the fire breaks that the residents had put in place from the fire, you know, 3 years ago that...
Great.
Killed the 19 hotshots. Mm. Apparently, there was a lot of fire breaks put in place since then.
And you guys are a lot of fun to have on the air.
They really slowed this current fire down.
Yeah, you know. Kudos to that Yarnell.
Yeah, no kidding.
Community.
Mike had called in on his commute this morning from Maricopa and wanted to know about Japanese elm trees. When he's got some trimming questions. Is now appropriate time? Should he lay off for the summer?
Well, I don't know about a Japanese elm. There's a Chinese elm. There's a Japanese maple, which we don't grow here, but there's a
Chinese elm.
I think that's probably what he meant. Chinese elms are pretty durable there, and they grow really fast. So although they're a deciduous tree that we would normally recommend pruning in December or January, they can still be pruned all year round if you just moderate your pruning. Of course, as the temperatures rise, the percentage of foliage that you're removing should drop. So you reduce the dosage of pruning as the temperatures go up. And that just applies for all of our trees, but especially deciduous trees and others, or ornamental trees. You want to definitely be careful that you're not opening them up to too much sun.
That's the problem, the sun?
Yeah, with our year-round growing season, it's hard to just restrict our pruning of deciduous trees only to the winter months in December, January. But, you know, we sometimes find them about this time of year. We prune them back in December, January. But by the middle of the summer, they're just so full with all their spring push that we have to do a little bit of grooming and a little containment pruning from the outside just to keep the end weight off and keep them safe through the monsoon.
And you had mentioned the native plants will actually drop their leaves when there's a shortage of water in the summer to protect themselves. Keeping that extra foliage on these elms and other deciduous, is that, I'm assuming, require more water to keep them healthy?
Yeah. They are definitely thirstier plants, and they have larger leaves, more susceptible to sunburn. That's why a lot of our larger leafed shrubs and trees tend to get burned a little bit along the margins of the leaves in the summer. They just don't have the ability to handle this kind of extreme heat.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation. And Tim, mm-hmm. I always start Scott, Tim. Tim with Scotty's lawnmower.
Scott with Timmy's lawnmower.
You bought it from Scotty.
No.
Turned him out to pasture.
No. Well, my old boss, his partner, both of them, their middle name was Scott, so they called it Scotty's. But when I took it over, I just didn't think Timmy's sounded good. You know, I like Scotty.
Well, everybody knew it as Scotty, so yeah. Name recognition probably do you well. Huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You were talking about blade dullness. How do you know when your blade is dull? I mean, if you're only mowing every week or every 3 to 4 days, yeah, that's slow progression. It can kind of sneak up on you that it's getting dull because you just kind of get used to the way it is, and then ultimately you get it sharpened. Like, wow, I should have done this 6 mows ago.
True.
What are your early signs?
Well, on a real mower, if you're having to mow it like 90 degrees, you know, you're mowing it twice because you're leaving stuff hang, then you probably just need to get it sharpened. All right. If you hit a rock and it's only cutting on the edges, you've bent the bed knife. Yeah, you need to get that straightened out. And on a rotary mower, I think it's good to have an extra blade, and you can just basically tip it up and feel the blade, but it's a good idea to have an extra blade so that you can put on the sharp blade and see the difference for yourself, you know, back to back. Otherwise, like you said, it's a slow progression and you don't notice, you know.
And do people do blade sharpening a lot still, or they do replacement?
A lot of people don't think about it. If they go out and mow their lawn and it cuts the grass, they don't think about it too much. But I think it's worth, you know, it's a low investment. You know, like a blade's like usually $16, $18. So I think it's an easy way to ensure that you have a good quality of cut.
Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. We're in the Outdoor Living Hour with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, Tim Wusso, Scotty's Lawnmower.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.